on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So the new season of NBC's Chicago Fire debuted this Wednesday night. And because we had so much damn fun when he co-hosted one of our shows last season, David Eigenberg is back with me in studio. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I lost my partner in crime.
I lost my
straight man. He's gone.
I'm going to have to be the straight man today, I guess.
All right, you're going
to
be it then.
I'm going to be it. How's your summer?
It's been great.
Yeah.
It was really good. I mean, it's coming to a close now, and then. We got a little cottage up on the Fox River of McHenry.
Nice.
And it's flooding a lot.
Yeah, I've been seeing
lot.
That. Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot.
Terrible.
We have a lot of water, a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. People, the river people, they look out for each other.
The river people.
that sounds really ghoulish. Yeah, it's a horror story, but it's a good one. It's a good one. It's like everybody's friends up there. That's totally true.
When you're at the lake, everybody's taking care of you. They're helping you.
What do you need?
Absolutely.
Yeah. My neighbor, I said to him, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, I'm loading up some bricks." And so I went to help him. I helped Wally, and then 4 hours later, we ended the brick moving. I thought we'd move a few bricks. We moved like 4 hours of brick. But then they're like, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
I hung in there. I had no place. I couldn't get out. But because what are you going to do?
Right about when you go out there, because we have a boat on Lake Como, and like when you're trying to get to the pier,
yeah,
you're struggling. There's people like running to you, like grabbing ropes, grabbing whatever, and
absolutely
hooked up in there and stuff. You're absolutely right. It's kind of a different thing.
We got a little boat, and I used to yell at my wife about docking because the guy said, "How fast are you coming when you dock?" And I was like, "I don't know." He goes, "You're coming as fast as you want to crash." So I would go, "You're coming in too hot," and she would go, "Shut up." And then I had to like put it aside, and she bought me a t-shirt that said, and she found this online, she didn't even have to make it up, it said, "I'm sorry for the things I said while you were docking the boat." And I have to wear it.
Can I tell you are so right, man. That is a very could be a very stressful time for the family.
Very stressful. I just don't want to hit somebody else's boat.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
It's like, it happens very easily. It's like you don't have to worry about, you usually don't hit somebody else's car when you're parking.
No.
I mean, you can, but it's really hard.
No. So you're up in McHenry. Did you do the drive-in? Because that's the last standing drive-in in Chicagoland now.
I think it's one of like three in an eight. It is amazing.
Yeah, right?
And it is so like, that is like America.
Yes.
Incarnate. Can I say that?
You can. It's late night. You can do that.
What is that? I don't know. I can't think of that. If Christian was here, he'd be like, "You are such an idiot." Wait, I miss Chris. He got stuck at work, but it's one of those late night deals. But yeah, we got destroyed by the mosquitoes.
Yeah,
I didn't bring enough spray.
Tough. Yeah, yeah.
And I got the back problem. This show, I go on record, this show has destroyed my back. It's hard to be a fireman.
You told me about that. Yeah,
we get beat up, and these we wear like 70 pounds worth of gear, and we wear it forever.
But with all the props, they can't make that lighter. That just can't be lighter.
They can make a fake tank, but it's like
it's still a tank. It's still a tank.
Yeah. No, we make it out of fiberglass, but I just don't have it in me to put it on.
Gotcha.
It's only like 5 pounds lighter. But you're wearing 70 pounds, so what's the difference between 70 and 65? And then the real firefighters are like, they just go like, they give you the face. I was trying to give a face on radio, but it didn't work.
I saw it. You were talking about mosquitoes. In the drive-ins, they used to sell these coils you'd put on your dashboard and you'd light it on fire.
Yeah, and they cause cancer, and they cause problems with newborns. Yeah,
and
exactly.
They started fires. Exactly.
The car was on fire. Yeah,
the concession stand is so retro.
Right? It's amazing, and you do pay. We went on Tuesday night where it's like everybody in the car, because when I went you put everybody in for $12. But when I used to go to the Aurora drive-in, when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. We used to shove people in the trunk, and
course,
then they would always, so you had to sit in the trunk, and then you got out, and then we used to do, my son's here, but we used to do stuff you weren't supposed to be doing in the drive-in.
Right, and now you're back at work, of course. So eight seasons in.
We've been really lucky.
Yeah.
Chicago's been so amazing to us.
Yeah.
The the Chicagoland, Illinois has been phenomenal to us, the tri-state area. We're really like pulled into the fold here. I think
you enjoy the city. I mean, you've gotten to know it and you love it. You love being here, right?
I love being here. I love going around. Yeah. You know, the other day we were down in Evergreen Park. We go out to the west side. Don't bang on the microphone. We're going to cause. Don't make me break your fingers.
You're going to be beaten.
On live radio. They're going to hear a crack, and then I'm going to get arrested. And I'm going to go to court, yeah. And they're going to be like, is this the sound of you breaking your son's fingers?
Yeah. They're going
to
play it back. Yeah. I'm covered. I've got you covered, brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
So thank you, Dave. Covered. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for covering me. But what was I saying? Oh, no.
Chicago.
Yeah, we go to the west side. I love the people of the city. There is like... It's a gritty city, you know, people like when, you know, it's great to be down in the loop here and everything. But then you get out into the neighborhoods, people have lived there. The families have lived here for 200 years. And then you get to know them and they got some real grit, you know.
But here's the thing, too. 8 seasons in, that's phenomenal. I mean, think about Netflix, 2 seasons, 10 episodes each. It's over. I mean, you got 8 solid seasons and you probably got another 4, 6, 8, 10. I mean, this thing could go on. You know, how old did ER go? 15 years?
I'm 55.
Years?
If I got 5 left in me, I'm lucky.
Okay.
I can't. I'm the guy. If Christian was here, he would know. Actually, I'm getting a little bit. I have anxiety disorder and people, and that's for real. And I can't. I get so worked up. I have a hard time remembering my lines. And I say some real nonsense. The script supervisor will come over and go like, okay, here's the line, David. And what's the line, Mia? And she'll go like, all right. John, we're going to the parking lot and we're going to go get some fresh grapes and some celery. And I go, what did I say? And she said, you said you're going to the Arboretum and you're getting a glass of juice and a pair of glasses.
Ah.
And I don't remember saying
it. Wow.
So, yeah, I'm a strange bird.
Gotcha.
How strange am I, Lou?
I'm assuming that you are incredibly strange because that's just what you are.
Oh, see? Honesty from your son. I love that.
Thanks, Lou.
So Chris would be like begging for to be killed off in a few more years.
Oh, yeah. He would be like, yeah, he can't take it.
I'm done.
Did not think that this was going to go through, you know, this would become something. Because Chris, when some of the guys came on, they came on as local hires and they didn't know what their standing was. I mean, we never know what our standing is on this show because they can kill you whenever they want. They have an artistic differences clause in our contracts. People go, how long are you contracted for? I'm like, episode to episode.
Yeah, but I mean, you got this whole night of all three shows now. I think that's what people really dig and why it is still so big is because now people can binge watch for 3 hours of all these shows and all the crossovers that happen, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've got some nice crossover stuff coming up where we're getting in deep and... We've just been all like jumping over to the other shows. We've been working. We worked an entire Sunday. People go like, oh, what?
Wow, really?
Like people go like, oh, well, are you available on Sunday? I'm like, I'm working. They're like, you don't work on Sunday. I said, we work when they tell us to work.
Yeah.
We don't really get to go like, well, you know, I got something to do.
And now there's this cliffhanger. So somebody might die. Right? Because, I mean, we get at season 7. I mean, you can't tell me. But
well, I don't know. How much am I getting paid for the interview? Are you going to pay me more than NBC's paying me?
I don't even think it's scale at this point.
Now, you know, it's going to get ugly and scary. And I just want people to, like, to stay with us and keep up a hanky close.
Okay.
People
have hankies?
My father used to have a hanky. I've never horrified my son with a hanky yet. Yeah. You know what a hanky is, Lou?
No.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to show you one when we get home.
That's a whole other subject. Things that are lost to kids.
I know.
They'll never know what
I know.
That is.
Yeah,
hanky would be one of those things.
Yeah, the long corded phone in the kitchen so your mom could get you when you were in trouble.
It's like having cloth diapers. You would actually, the kids would have a cloth diaper, you would wash it and then reuse it. That's what a hanky is. You blow your nose in it and you blow your snot in it.
There are those actors that, you know, they'll go like, well, I only use cloth diapers on my children.
Oh,
I was not that guy. We were disposable. All the way,
yeah.
You know, so we were not.
Just
we were not
in your pants.
There you go.
I said no swearing.
I know, and I'm on my best behavior.
I was bleeped.
Oh, good.
Are you like? How far are you into the season already? Like, are you already doing winter scenes where you're wearing like major heavy coats and it's 80 degrees outside? Or is that not yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. We're working on the cool weather, and it can be hot, and then we get sweaty. But we always get sweaty when we're in bunker gear, even when it's cold out.
Gotcha.
When you start running around, that is not a breathable.
It is not.
Not a breathable kind of utility where?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break.
All right.
We're going to hit the news. And when we come back, more with David Eigenberg. We're talking NBC Chicago Fire. And I got a quiz for you. We're going to do a 70s TV quiz. And I know you said you didn't have a TV for 20 years, but we're going to see.
No, I'll jump right into 70s. I'll be all over.
Beautiful. All right. We'll be right back. Stay player back with you here on 720 WGM. We're talking to David Eigenberg. It is the 8th season of NBC Chicago Fire. I have to ask you, do you
the
ever,
most glorious season ever.
Most glorious season. Did you ever get tired of being recognized? Because now in Chicago, it's different than being in Hollywood. It's different than being in New York. Like, we don't see a lot of that here. Do people still get excited to see you? And do you still get...
do really get excited, and people are 99% of the time really, really amazed that they get to see somebody on their TV.
Because
it's usually, you know, Hollywood and all that. And then, and sometimes you meet somebody that's like, they're so blown away that they never thought this would happen in their life.
And
it's really sweet. And I tell younger actors, it doesn't have anything it has to do with us, but it's us giving them something because it means something to them. It's not about us. It's about an experience of somebody being in their living room and now they're in front of them, and it's a genuinely joyous occasion for them.
Sure.
And so we got to be nice, you know, and I want to be nice. So you got to give back to the people because they've been loving us.
People think a lot of this is real. So they're like, hey, you know, my cousins who live downstate, they're like, hey, I want to go to Molly's Bar. I'm like, well, there is no Molly's Bar, so to speak. It's Lottie's.
But
you guys have, because you did the first couple seasons like outside there and stuff. Now you built the whole thing on the Chicago Fire set, like the entire exterior is there.
Yeah, we got all stuff. Well, you know what happens, because we take 8 blocks of parking, and the first five times you do it, people are like, this is so cool. And then by the 8th time, they're like,
our business.
And the alderman calls, and then, you know, I think that's Wagas back over there.
Yeah.
He's a good alderman. You know, it gets tired with them. So you got to.
It's a cool place. It's been in Bucktown for like 85 years.
Oh, yeah. They used to. Well, Lottie's was like this, the story goes, an old hermaphrodite, and she was a tall, tall woman, and she had a big old Adam's apple, and if you got lippy with her, she would throw a beat on you that you didn't want to come back from.
Was that Lottie?
That was Lottie.
Okay.
That's the story.
I didn't know the story.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And it used to be in the Prohibition, it was a cop and alderman and fireman hangout. And they say that Chicago used to be corrupt. There was corruption in Chicago.
What?
Yeah. There were problems in Chicago.
Do we have some breaking news music?
Breaking news. Dunk, 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 dunk. No, but you know, we finally got a governor that can stay out of the license plate business.
That's right.
So, he's a good man. I'm liking that guy.
I think you're right.
I'm liking our gov.
Wednesday nights, 3 series, all in a row.
Yeah.
That's what I think is kind of a magic thing between all 3 shows is, number one, there's these cool crossovers that... Do you love doing the crossovers? You said you were doing a med.
I love doing it, but you see, we're the grandma of all of this series.
You are. Yeah.
And we are by far, hands down, the loosest show of the 3.
Sure.
And they have fun over there, but they don't have fun like we have. Yeah. Like, we are a free-for-all. I worked there the other day, and like everybody was real quiet because the cinematographer was talking to the director and everything. We were like, we started talking. We were like, well, yeah, you know, like, and when I was over there, when I grabbed that, and they got this junk over at the crafty table, and we never get any of that. And they were like, hey, shh. And we're like, why? Well, they're trying to do their job. And I said, well, we're doing our job, too. But they don't. We cut up. We cut up over there.
That's awesome.
So they're fun. Yeah. But, you know, they got guns. And Begay is a lot of fun. But they get, like, they get serious as a heart attack over there.
A lot of blood.
Yeah. When we got people bleeding, we're like, we're just cutting up with them. We're just seeing what funny things we can make of them.
But, I mean, you're on this national, long-time running show. That's very cool. Even growing up, like, I'm thinking about all the TV show premieres that happen in the fall. And so there's all these new shows, these old shows are coming back and stuff. Growing up in New York, like in the 70s, like what were some of your favorite shows, like growing up?
Well, you know, I was born in Long Island, but I grew up in Northbrook, Evanston, Aurora, Naperville, and Lyle.
Yeah, that's right.
But my favorite shows, man, well, I loved The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Yeah,
which was a couple of seasons. I was in love with, I forgot her name. I loved that woman.
I'm trying to think what that would have rerun on, like Channel 32 or TV 44 or
probably,
something like that.
Probably, that whole thing. Yeah. But I was in love with Cher. I had a TV guide from the Tribune in 1976, and I kept it, and then my father finally threw it out. It was something I wanted to keep for my whole life, and then it was lost by my father, who would, like, if you don't put it away in a drawer, I'm throwing it out.
76.
Yeah, he threw out all of the G.I. Joes I had. I had some really cool old G.I. Joes.
There's a guy here in Chicago that runs a Facebook page and a website on old vintage Chicago Tribune TV guides. I'm sure he can arrange that for
God.
You. Would that be something?
That would be so cool.
Just sitting there with some candles around it.
It was pink. It was pink on the cover. She was wearing one of those crazy. She was so, I mean,
was
she's
it,
still beautiful,
was
I guess.
Just her?
I want to say yes. It
so was
a sequin dress.
Share, that was maybe just the Cher show.
It was no. It was Sonny and Cher. I mean, maybe he was there, but I mean, you know, it was amazing that Sonny had Cher because it was like anything is attainable.
Yeah,
you
totally
can do
true.
Anything
no,
with
right.
your life.
You are totally
I was
right.
so blown
yeah.
away by her. My son is just wrapping his head against the table, going like, "Who is Cher? Who is Cher?"
Google her when you get a chance, for God's sake. But they broke up. And then they both did their own shows, and they realized they both sucked alone, and then they came back. And I remember how, even at 10 years old, 12 years old watching, I thought, ooh, that's got to be awkward.
Yeah. We're in it because things are going south.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to like you because I have to.
And let's bring Chastity on so she can look very uncomfortable singing on stage, because that always happens.
Yeah, that's not good for kids. Yeah. I try to keep my kids away from this, so stay off the mic, kid. Trying to take care of you.
Stay off the mic.
Stay off the mic, kid.
So, no secret, we're in our 50s. So 70s is what I'm thinking here.
Yeah.
And we're going to cue the music. I'm going to do a little game show here and see
here we
how
go.
You do this. And we'll see how you can do on this test. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Number one, which 70s TV family had 8 kids? The Bradfords, the Partridges, the Bradys, or the Bundys?
The Bradfords.
The Bradfords. 8 is enough, all right. Number two, which TV undercover cop had a cockatoo named Fred? Beretta, Rockford, Barnaby Jones, or policewoman?
I went to the restaurant where he murdered his wife.
Was that a tourist attraction?
It's a place. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the guy didn't. I mean, was Beretta.
Italian place? A little Italian place?
Yeah, a little Italian place, and it's... Oh, I forgot the name of it. It's not too far. When we used to live in California, it's not too far from there. I would go with Jack Alacco, who's an Emmy Award winning composer for The Bold and Beautiful.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, and he knows all that stuff.
Is Robert Blake still around? I can't remember.
Yeah, he's living out in the sticks someplace.
Enjoying
and
his life.
Saying I didn't do it.
Yep,
maybe he didn't do it. I mean, we shouldn't judge people,
out
right?
There with OJ. Number three. All right. Before playing Jack Tripper on Three's Company, John Ritter played a preacher on this feel-good 70s family drama. 8 is enough, The Waltons Family or Room 222? John Ritter was a priest.
It had to have been Room 222.
No, it was the Waltons. He was in the Waltons. He was a regular in the Waltons.
I had dinner with Karen Valentine from Room 222.
Right?
He was on the Waltons. Wow.
He was on the Waltons. Which of the following is not a spinoff of All in the Family? Gloria, Maude, One Day at a Time, or the Jeffersons?
One Day at a Time.
That's correct. All right.
Oh, man, don't mess with me.
I know, I can tell already.
The Ritter thing was kind of hard.
That was a tough one. Which was not an actor on the Mary Tyler Moore Show? Ted Baxter, Betty White, Ted Knight, or John Amos?
Oh, come on.
Ted Baxter.
I know. You don't have to repeat it. Amos, please. That was good times.
No, you're wrong.
No!
You were wrong. Ted Baxter was the character name. John Amos was the sports guy in the first season of the Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, you know what? That's hard for me because, you know, one time I tried to get tickets to a comedy show. Who is the guy? Everybody Loves Raymond.
Ray Romano.
Yeah, Ray Romano. And I was trying to get tickets to there, so I called up my cousins. We were having a wedding in someplace in Jersey, and they were like, can you get tickets to Ray Romano? And I didn't have a publicist, so I was like, yeah, I'll try. I never tried it before, so they called up the PR people at the resort.
Yeah.
And they were like, can I get, like, I don't want a freebie, just buy 4 tickets. They were like, I said, I work on Sex and the City. Who are you? I said, my name is Dave Eichelberg. They go, okay, fine. How am I going to know you're Dave Eichelberg? I said, well, I'll show up at the box office. Well, I'm not going to be there. They go, what's the name of the characters from Sex and the City? And I literally went, well, it's Kristen Davis and I can't remember anybody's name. It's Cynthia Nixon and Sarah Jessica Johnson or whatever her name. What are the characters'
Sarah
names?
Jessica Johnson.
I couldn't remember the names of the girls.
You don't even know the name of the show we talked about last time. Is it Sex in the City?
Sex. Not in front of my son, please.
So what happened?
They didn't give me any tickets. They would not. She hung up on me.
But they knew who you were.
No, they didn't think I was who I said I was.
Right, okay.
So
this text just came in from Elif. She's one of our producers of the John Williams Show. Can you ask him why the baby's name was Brady when his character's last name was Brady? It's driven me crazy for years.
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
And a long pause. No, I think it was because she called me Steve. I was trying to make up something. Like, she used to, my nickname was Brady on the show, but it wasn't.
Right.
But no, because she never, oh, I know why, I figured it out. I didn't know this, but because she never took my, her name was Hobbs, so it was Brady Hobbs. So
you know, Brady.
Yeah, it was a matriarchal show, so
okay, gotcha.
The men meant nothing,
yeah,
which was good. It was a good shift up, a switch up in the world.
I like that.
So it was Brady Hobbs, so that's what, he was never Brady Brady.
Find the
We're coming to a new world.
New world. All right, here, find the fake Brady TV spinoff, The Brady Brides. The Brady the Brady grandkids, the Brady kids, or the Bradys? Brady Brides, Brady grandkids, Brady kids, Brady the Bradys.
Is this a reality TV show or something?
No.
These were things?
These were really sad things.
Oh, wow. That's I don't want to end up on that heap,
man. The Brady
man.
Grandkids was not really... Yeah,
that was not...
Brady Brides was a movie, then it was a series, was terrible.
Yeah.
Brady Kids was a cartoon.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know this.
And then the Bradys was a drama in the 90s where they all got together and, you know, Bobby got injured in a car crash. It was like watching, like, Dynasty.
Did they have, like, all the originals? Or did they have somebody trying to double somebody?
I don't think Cindy was in that one.
And they were like, well, she looks kind of like Cindy,
yeah,
but she has a lump on the left side of her head that we can't get rid of.
Pretty much,
so
yeah.
Put a hat on it.
Yes. All right, the grizzled guy who played Trapper John M.D. on the series of the same name.
Yes.
Wayne Rogers, Purnell Roberts, Wayne Newton, or Donald Sutherland?
Purnell, whatever his name was.
There's Purnell Roberts,
there you go.
Yep.
Which was, like, weird because Trapper was from MASH.
Yes.
And he was really not like MASH.
Not at all.
At all.
Not at all.
It was
not
like,
right.
Let's just take a spinoff from the name and they'll
Why
know the
bother?
Name and then
Come
we'll
up
turn
with
it.
Something else.
It ran for a long time, though.
It did.
Did you ever see, I just watched it, that show about, The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Do you enjoy that show?
It was okay.
I had a hard time with it.
Yeah, I had a hard time with
it. I'd never seen it before.
Can I tell you?
I mean, maybe people love it, but okay, I don't want to insult anybody. I was like, I banged my head against the table. I was like, wow, I thought this was...
I've had Johnny.
I'm talking trash about
times.
People.
No. I've had Johnny on many times because he's a Chicago guy. And stuff.
Oh yeah, he's a lovely guy.
Talking.
Lovely guy.
I love talking to him. I kind of had a hard time
getting around it.
Yeah. Just don't know what.
But you love Chicago Fire.
I do love Chicago Fire.
There you go. Navigated that really well.
Of course I do. This Carol.
He's
Burnett
banging
regular.
His head against the table.
It's all good. This Carol Burnett regular played a pivotal part in the '70s super hit Wonder Woman. Was it Tim Conway, Lyle Wagner, or Harvey Korman?
Oh, it'd be Lyle Wagner.
It was Lyle.
See,
that's right.
I'm like, how
you
many?
On fire. I'm
all over. I'm all over.
Right, this one, I'm not sure if you know. The USA, which product could you advertise in 69 but not in 70? Chocolate, alcohol, cigarettes, or guns?
Condoms. I'm sorry.
That's E.
Oh, no, you could. Oh, yeah, E. You couldn't advertise firearms.
No, it was cigarettes. It's, as of 1970, you were done.
And you could put a Winchester rifle on there?
Yes, oh, yeah, you're good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The last cigarette commercial was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Where they were smoking.
Where they were smoking.
That was when you went to the doctor's office and he was going, so...
Yeah.
Johnny's got a bad cough. I'm going to give him some Robitussin and
most doctors prefer Camel.
Oh, man.
There's ads for that out there.
That was it. You smoke in the back of a plane?
In Welcome Back, Cotter, Gabe Cotter returns to his high school as a teacher at James Buchanan High School. What city was it in? Chicago, Philadelphia, or Baltimore?
Are you kidding me? It was in the Bronx.
Brooklyn, New York.
It was in Brooklyn?
It was in Brooklyn.
No.
Yeah, it's Brooklyn.
I thought it was the Bronx.
Yeah, because I think the opening had a sign for Brooklyn.
It did, but it still took place in the Bronx.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know.
We have a problem here.
I could be wrong.
We'll
tell
you. Okay. Let's see here.
Probably right. It was probably Brooklyn.
What did Archie Bunker call his son-in-law? That's an easy one.
Meathead.
That's exactly right. Name every actress who played an angel on Charlie's Angels.
Every actress? Chad. What was her name? Charlie.
Cheryl Ladd.
Yeah. Well, I combined the Cheryl Chad and the Ladd together, so I got Chad. Yeah. We just call her Chad.
Yeah.
And well, Farrah Fawcett. I had the poster in my bedroom.
Me too.
And
I had a Cheryl Ladd poster.
And then my friend Eddie Stevens. He poked part of her body with the pin.
Oh.
And it bothered, it really ruined the poster for me.
That's horrible.
Eddie Stevens. You ruined my adolescence.
You lost the shared TV guide that was thrown out.
Exactly. Eddie Stevens poked the part of Farrah Fawcett.
Oh
So there was only two though.
No,
was there a third one?
It was Farrah. It was Kate Jackson. It was Jacqueline Smith.
Oh, I thought you were who played the premiere. The premiere scene.
Oh, premiere would be. Then it wasn't Cheryl. It was Farrah, Kate, and
Jacqueline Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I had a few bad years after that.
What show did Dano get to book the bad guy?
Dano booked him. It was at Hawaii Five-0?
Yeah, that was Hawaii
Five-0.
Wow.
They had to reach for that.
Good. Yeah. Alice's last name on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, wow.
And that's a deep one.
Alice Chingenerous. She had I have no idea what.
It was Nelson.
Oh, wow.
You know she collected Porsches?
I thought you said she collected porno.
And she collected porno, which is really wild. And then she drove around in the Porsche, which is crazy.
Louis drove by the Hustler store the other day. And what happened to you, Louis? It ruined his. What did it ruin?
It wasn't really disturbing.
How was it? It was mentally disturbing. Only in Chicago. He drove by the Hustler store. I'm not corrupting my child in any way, shape,
man.
Form.
Yeah.
And it ruined your mental condition?
No, it just, like, really, really hurt me mentally. Yeah, like, me and my friend, like, we couldn't, like we were
couldn't focus for, like, a week.
Yeah, you were in pain, right? Because it's that, right? We shouldn't do that to people, right? We shouldn't objectify people. People aren't objects.
No.
We got to get rid of that stuff.
On emergency.
Yes.
What was the station number that Roy and John worked on Fire Guy?
The station number?
Yeah.
9. 7. 32.
No, it wasn't this
46.
Television station. It was the number of their engine company.
Their engine company was 51.
51.
Oh, yeah. Emergency 51. Yeah. That was emergency 51. That also, coincidentally, is the number of another famous fire department show engine.
No, it is not fire, is it? Is that
Chicago Fire?
Fire.
I work on Engine 51. It's an homage
to it must be.
It is an homage.
That's cool.
It's an homage to they shaped my childhood also.
What hospital did they transport people to?
Oh, wow.
If I said it, you'd know it.
I'm going to know it as soon as you say it.
Rampart.
Rampart
51.
Rampart 51.
That's awesome.
Man down from unknown cause.
It's always a blast having you in studio.
Oh, no.
Friend.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming down.
What do I get for winning? I got like 83%
Curtis,
right.
What does he win?
I'll tell you, David. Today we have for you.
I think we might have a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Will you take that?
I'm getting a hearing aid really soon. But so when you said would you say a brand new gift card from
Lube Malnati's?
I thought you said we have a brand new gift card for Lube.
What? Yeah, you need a hearing aid.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually getting one. I'm getting a hearing aid. I am officially, I'm not making fun of it, I am hearing impaired.
Okay. All right.
My right ear flunked and my left ear is not so good.
I have one of our sponsors is hearinghealthcenter.com. You might want to check that out.
Hearinghealthcenter.com.
Check it out.
I might have to go over to them and see what they got going. They got a new thing you can run. I was going to say my Walkman.
You don't even see them anymore.
Yeah,
you can run your phone. You can run your music.
I was going to say your Walkman. But your iPhone, and you can pick restaurant, because it's hard. I can't hear anything. I'm one of those nodders.
Yeah.
When I have to do public things and people talk to me and there's a lot of people talking. I go, repeat that, and then they do, and I still can't hear them, and I just nod.
It's
and I smile.
And you'll never see it.
I know.
Right?
I hope so.
Cool.
Well, I don't care. I don't care people. I know I'm hard of hearing, but because I did dumb things in my life, and I paid for it.
But some people don't want to see it. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
They don't want to see it? Who wants to? They all want to see it.
I mean, not
with me,
you.
Everybody
I
wants
mean
to see
people.
It.
I mean,
people want to see it. Dave, don't knock me down a notch. When they see me, they want to see it.
That's true.
There
That's
you go.
True. That's true. Chicago Fire premieres this Wednesday.
Hey, tune NBC. In, Chicagoland,
right.
Indiana.
Right.
Please, everybody, stick with WGN. They're the best here. Dave Plyer, you're a phenom.
You're a good man.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.